We are going to be beginning today the second motivator, the second means of inspiring oneself towards returning to God. The ultimate path of returning to God, as we've already stated many times, is the development of awe of heaven, a development of a realization of God in this world, a constant experience of godliness. That's the ultimate. So the second motivator begins like this. Use the strength you have left to return now, for the righteous grow stronger in age. Kasher yavo yemei hazikna ve'egiu yemei aseva. When a person enters into the later stages of his life, v'hal koho v'imat v'isah yitzro gam yizkor kitzo kikarofu. That as his strength begins to drop away, as does his yetzahara, his desire to walk in the wrong path, he should remember his quickly approaching end. V'yavin la'achrito, and understand where he'll be in the end. V'yashuv el Hashem v'yachameu, and return to Hashem, and Hashem will have compassion upon him. V'she'enenu chozer b'tshuva b'vo yimei hazikna. One who doesn't repent in his old age, yuchapal onsho v'raba misamutama alav. His punishment is double, and he's greatly despised. Think in terms of the fact that now this person, or for that matter, people in general, as they walk towards elder age, things change. The desires of youth, the physical lust that a person endures in his younger ages, begin to wane away. A person's heated, quick temper gives way to a better temperament. And as a person begins to age, it only makes sense that he should be returning to God. And if he doesn't, what's his excuse? So therefore his punishment is doubled. First and foremost, for delaying tshuva, for delaying taking advantage of the unbelievable gift that Hashem has granted us, of willing to accept our return, whatever fashion that we do it in, in as little as we do, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready and waiting to accept and to take us in, and to accept us. So any delay is a chutzpah. How could it be? But all the more so now, when there's nothing there holding him back from returning. How much more so then? It's a double chutzpah. Kmo sha'amru rabotenu zichronam v'racha shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonam dal ge'a v'ashir mahash v'zaken mina'ef. Three Hashem hates: a proud poor man, a denying rich man, and an adulterous old man. What do you mean by an adulterous old man? A person who in his old age, who no longer has the quick and heavy desires of youth, but yet nevertheless decides to persist and continue in the same vein that he's become accustomed to. Meaning to say that he maintains an addiction even without the drug. It's one thing to say that a person who has become addicted on some sort of substance, some narcotic, that has a physical pull on his brain, that he continues to go in the wrong direction. It doesn't mean he shouldn't pick himself up and overcome even that, but you can understand this. But a simple, non-physiological addiction to some particularly poor habit, this is completely despised. There's no reason for it, except for simple habit. A simple laziness to break desire and seek truth. V'yesh anashim rabim yimana mehem or ha'tshuva ki hem zarim utorim be'enehem v'lo yitashitu al tikun ma'asehem ki yidru nafsham shehem mitukanim v'hem chataim l'shem ma'od. Now there's another class of people who don't do tshuva. Why? Because in their own eyes they believe themselves to be perfect. They believe themselves to be without lack. And therefore, from this false belief, from this lack of honesty with themselves, they never come self. They never come to fix themselves. They never come to a point where they can adjust their life and their being right into the right path, simply because of the foolishness of lying to themselves. That lie that one makes to himself, in many ways, is perhaps the most rotten of all sins. The Ramchal in Mesilat Yesharim explains that there are three midot, there are three traits which are incumbent upon every single Jew. Doesn't mean to say that the other traits are not necessary and positive, but they exist for levels that are beyond the average person, and for those that are looking to achieve and move beyond to become a chassid or a kadosh, to become pious or to become holy. But for every single one of us, there are three things that we must embrace. Zihirut, watchfulness over ourselves from doing anything negative. Zrizut, being zealous and motivated to do all the positive things. And the third trait, nikiyut, being clean from all forms of lies to ourselves, and embracing the truth. Ramchal explains in order to do that, you need to take two steps. The first is introspection, and the second is the learning of Torah. And in terms of the learning of Torah, the Ramchal more specifically says that we need to spend time on those svarim, on those books that will help to direct us towards truth, towards knowing what is right and wrong. That means to say halakha, that means to say that we study the laws, and it also means to say that we make a study of what it is to be moving in the right direction, meaning what are good traits. Svarim such as this, the Shari Tshuva that we're learning, svarim such as the Orchot Tzaddikim, that step by step go through the various positive traits, the various positive character traits that we should have and possess. With that lack of nikiyut, with that lack of honesty, we find ourselves running in circles, running into different directions, and we find ourselves not growing. If we're going to be motivated to return to Hashem and to repent, we have to first cleanse ourselves of lies and be honest with ourselves. והנה כמו החולה שאינו מרגיש בחוליו ולא יחשוב על הרפואה ויכבד חוליו תמיד על דשר לא יוכל לרפא. So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that a person who's in this state is like a sick person who doesn't investigate his sickness, who doesn't do diagnostics to understand what's necessary in order to cure himself, that he remains in his state of sickness, but worse yet, continues to plunge further down into the abyss of his decay and being. As such, it's imperative that we take upon ourselves a daily Seder, a daily order of learning, day in and day out, that we ensure that we are moving in the right path. One such Seder that no one should ever be without, no order that a person shouldn't have in his life, is that immediately after his morning prayers, that he should right away learn some form of practical halakha, practical Jewish law that he can use and make use of as part of his daily life here and now. Something that he can focus on throughout the day to move towards and to perfect. But beyond that, it's important that we set aside for ourselves on an everyday basis, even if it's just 5 minutes or 2 minutes, to learn something more about our Holy Torah, about what it means to be close to Hashem and to follow in His words. It's the only means by which we can move out of the daze and haze of our own self-delusions and into truth and the light of Hashem. ופעמים תהיה נסיבה לזאת מקוצר בינתם, כי לא יבוא לדרוש אלוקים, ודעת דרכיו לא יחפצון, על כן לא ישקדו על דלתות חכמים ותמידיהם. Even so, in all that which we've said, in terms of taking some sort of personal Seder, some sort of personal order in our lives, it happens to be also that not all of us are geniuses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command us to be geniuses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to follow in His ways. A person should never look at himself as being inadequate if he is incapable of being able to study, incapable of being able to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a different job. Those of us who possess physical brawn, our job then is to bear the physical brunt of what's needed for the sake of the Jewish people. Those of us that have money, it's upon us to take and to do, to perform the mitzvah of tzedakah, to go and to give to those that need. For those of us that possess wisdom, it's necessary for us to impart that wisdom to others. For those that have wisdom but can't teach, then it's for them to write down their novel ideas and put them into paper so that others can read them in the future. Each and every one of us has our part in the big picture of the service of God. A person's importance possibly might be greater his ability or because of his abilities, but that importance doesn't mean to say that he's more valuable. There's a significant difference between having an importance and not having a greater value. Every single Jew is valuable in Hashem's eyes. Every single Jew has a purpose. There's a reason for him to exist. Every Jew on a daily basis has a mission. There are specific tikkunim, specific things in the heavens and their ordering, and specific things in terms of the elevations of things that are spiritual that only you, the individual Jew, is capable of doing and no one else. No one can perform your mitzvah for you. There's no concept in Judaism of paying to form some sort of disputation, some sort of dispensation. There's no way that things can just be run by putting a dollar here or by commanding something there. You have to take personal responsibility because your specific purpose in the world is extremely valuable and no one else can do it. Nevertheless, there's no question that there are different people and your relationship to them gives them different importance to your life. And in a sense, these people have different levels of importance in Klal Yisrael and the general membership of the Jewish people also. But that difference of importance doesn't change this value. It doesn't change the fact that all of us have value to God. What does this mean, though, in terms of what we're talking about of returning to God? It means to say that not any one of us should ever be embarrassed to say, I don't know. To say, I don't understand. If a person is to be naki, if a person is to possess this important midah, this important trait of cleanliness, of nikiyut, of not lying to oneself, if a person is going to possess that incredible trait, he cannot have any form of embarrassment to seek out assistance and to admit, I don't know, I don't understand. In that way, when a person is ready to admit his inability to understand something, he could then perform now what Rabbeinu Yonah asks us all to do, which is turn to the Chachamim. Turn to the rabbis. Turn to someone who knows more than us. Their important function in terms of the Jewish people came about because of their hard work and very often because of different faculties that they may possess on a greater level than another person. Again, this doesn't change what we said before. Everybody has value, and as such, no one should ever look down upon somebody else who is lacking in a particular faculty that he may possess himself. Our innate abilities to be able to achieve in any particular area are gifts from God and not ours to claim. So therefore it's imperative in terms of our growth that we understand, both as students and as teachers, that our important roles don't make us all any more valuable than anyone else. V'hine anashim tzadikim v'sharim b'libotam shaga lahem kalavi tamid b'mashvotam v'inamu al chataihem k'nahamat yam. The righteous and upright people in their hearts roar like the lioness always in their mind. For they're falling short in the service of Hashem. For man is considered guilty and blameworthy as for the greatest sins, for falling short of fulfilling his potentials. Every single Jew, as we said before, is there to be able to help you to bolster yourself and make the best use of who you are. But you need to make the first step to move forward and take the responsibility upon yourself to grow and be all that you can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to make use of the faculties that we do have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to work towards our maximum potential, our own individual potentials, whatever they may be. Av kimalu ra mehanashim asher ikar machshavotehem umaseihem al chefzei gufam ve'evlei zmanam. How great is it then, those people, how great is it the evil of those people that turn instead to make use of their faculties for the nothingness of the world, that run after all that which is unimportant, abandoning their responsibilities to themselves, and as we've already described clearly, their responsibilities to everyone else. Therefore, understand, a person has to use the strengths that he has now, the faculties that are in his hand now, the abilities that he has now. If he's able to do now, he may not be able to do later. Don't squander the moment to not return to Hashem now, using the very gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, whatever they be right now. V'amru Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, ben shishim lezikna, ben shivim leseva, ben shmonim legvura, ben tishim lesuach, ben mea ki'ilu met v'avar v'tila min olam. והייתה כוונתם זיכרונם לברכה בדברים האלה להזהיר על התשובה שיחשוב אדם להקיצו ויגיע לימי הזקנה אם לא זכה לעשות כן בימי בחירותיו. The Chachamim laid out for us and described to us that part of the aging process is without any question glorious and wonderful. With age comes wisdom. With age comes the ability to understand and to see things on a far more global perspective than the youthful heat of the moment, to see the effects in the big picture. I remember my grandfather in his 80s regularly used to be counseling and having people visit him on a daily basis, be it for whatever it might be it for business advice, be it for daily advice. I know that I, in my particular, I made a point of trying to take advantage in any possible opportunity that came about to be able to ask him for what his view on things was. That older age gave him that more glorious global perspective on things. But there is another element of age, that even though one now gains a somewhat global perspective on things, their faculties also do wear. And in doing so, meaning in allowing oneself to grow old without taking advantage of the moments to do tshuva, he loses the very tools that he can best make use of to return. But Chachamim tell us something else. But Tzadikim mitgabrim bezeknatam v'yazru chayal v'yachlifu koach l'avodat Hashem. That those people that choose in their youth to return to God, to move towards righteousness, are something very wonderful. A continued strengthening of their position in relationship to Hashem. And so it is, כמו שאמרתנו, רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, תלמידי חכמים כל זמן שמזקינים, חוכמה מתוספת בהם. That the tzaddikim, as they grow older, grow wiser. That their ability to come even closer to Hashem only increases. By having in their youth broken their desires and pushed aside the very things that hold us back in our relationship to Hashem and our closeness to Him, by having removed those from our youth, now in old age it's possible to embrace that which God wants of us with a whole and full heart, and to take advantage of the fact that now in this old age there doesn't exist any of the habits that we mentioned before, and without the negative habits, and without the Yetzer Hara, and now without the desire to do wrong, it's an automatic catapult into Kedusha, into holiness. So in youth, repent. Not just because of the impending doom and loom of the end of the world. But Rabbeinu Yonah tells us in this motivator to return now to Hashem because it makes the most sense. Because now there's going to exist within that person the abilities that will assist him to best now break and remove all the desires that later on in life he won't have to bear the habits of poor direction and be able to move and excel positively and forward without any holding back. With that, we end the second motivator of Rabbeinu Yonah, and we begin now the third. Haderech HaShlishi, the third way, the third motivator to returning to Hashem, is accepting words of reproof. Is accepting tochacha, rebuke, and accepting it with love. Ka'asher yishma musar hahamim v'amochichim yakshiv v'yishma v'ikana v'yachzor b'tshuva v'ikaber b'libo kol divrei ha-tochachot v'shelo yigra davar m'divrehem. So when the chachamim, when the wise people are rebuking, pay attention, listen, humble oneself and return to God. Accept upon your heart their rebuke wholly. And do not fall away in any of their words. The only way that we're going to be able to see ourselves from the outside, to see a good, honest representation of ourselves, is through the eyes of others. Best off the eyes of the wise. For they'll be able to peer into our existence, see every facet of who we are, and comment on it. When a person is going to go to a big party where he's going to find himself representing himself before all of the great ones of his time and generation, and he wants to make sure he's going to make a good impression, what's he going to do? He's going to turn to his wife. Do I look okay? Is my clothing in order? Is everything all right? How much more so when day in and day out we are presenting our existings before the Borei Olam, before the Creator, that we not ask people to comment on ourselves and on who we are?
V'hine ha'ish hazeh b'rega katon yetzeh me'afilel or gadol.
In a single moment, a person leaves darkness, leaves an inability to perceive himself in an honest fashion, and he can leap ahead. He can leap into the light and be able to see himself for a moment with the honesty of the Chacham who is now rebuking him. For each and every one of us, until we've reached that level of perfection of the Midah of Nikiyut that the Ramchal had taught us about, until we've reached that Madrega, it's imperative to run after rebuke, to search out someone that will apply their Nikiyut to us, their honesty of being to us.
Because וקיים עליו להיות עושה ככל אשר יראו טוב זה התורה מן היום הזה ובמעלה. That if he listens now and he sets upon himself on this very day to listen to all that which is being presented to him about himself, and he establishes now that he's going to listen and follow in the path of the Torah from this day on, that these people who know better than him, that he's going to listen to them and he's going to take it to heart of what to do, out of yadoa tshuva v'nehavach le'ish acher. His tshuva, his return at that moment, meaning the tshuva that a person makes while he's being the brunt of rebuke, is immediately accepted and he's catapulted into being a different person. In other words, you now bear the level of nikiyut. You bear now the level of honesty that the one who rebukes you has. And you literally graft onto yourself an element of truth that you didn't have before. You're transformed into a different being, because now you've accepted something positive, literally a gift from someone else, a gift of their honesty about you. ומעט אשר קיבל כזאת במחשבתו וגמר עליו ככה לבבו. If you say that's the way it's going to be, you accept it upon your heart, you immediately then acquire for your soul the merit and the reward of all the mitzvot and all of all of the chastisements that are being brought upon him. V'ashrav, happy is he, kitzidek nasho b'shakala. He has justified and rectified his soul in a moment, simply by accepting rebuke and becoming someone different. Ba'amru, and they say, Kol shema asav merubaim mechochmato, chochmato mitkayemet. All those that multiply upon themselves their deeds in a greater proportion to their wisdom will endure. Shne'amar, na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will listen. Beor Hadavar, Rabbi Yon now is going to explain it to us. Ki ha'ish asher kibel al nafsho belev ne'eman lishmor v'lasot al pi ha'torah asher yaruhu. When man accepts upon himself to do the Torah and all that which it teaches, v'al pi ha'mishpat asher yomru lo ha'yoshvim al ha'mishpat, and he accepts upon himself to do all that which is judged by others upon him, meaning those sitting upon him, looking at him from a outside perspective, and his accepting of their judgment, yesh b'yado min hayom hazeh schar al kol ha'mitzvot al asher shoma ozno midivrei ha'torah v'teven lahem. He then gains the reward, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, of all the mitzvot that his ear hears from the words of Torah, while adavarim asher lo galu ozno alehem adena, and not only that, he receives an element of reward for all the mitzvot which he has not even heard yet. Because he's already accepted Whatever the reproof is, I accept. Whatever the Torah says, I accept. I accept it and I'll do. Just tell me whatever it's going to be. I'm already saying I'm going to do it.
Betzedek lavesh bekana zchut al aniglot alav al kol ne'elam me'enav.
He receives a reward for his acceptance to do on everything he knows and everything he doesn't know yet. Meaning to say, na'aseh v'nishma, meaning I will do and I will listen, I'll accept to do what the Torah says, because it's God's Torah, I don't care what's in it, I'll do it.
And that, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, is the explanation of this idea that anyone whose deeds are greater than his wisdom will endure. Meaning, whoever is accepted to do without understanding, his understanding will endure.
Meaning, learning about the mitzvot, learning about the Torah, continued development and understanding of the basis for mitzvot, the various depths of the Torah that enlighten us to the great, incredible justice of God and all that's in the world. The simple meanings, the hidden meanings, the homiletical meanings, the secret meanings, all those things, they will only enhance and give true flavor to what he already accepted upon himself. And therefore, his deeds, having already been greater because he accepted to do everything, now assist his wisdom to exist forever. In the Sefer Hasidim of Rav Yehuda Hasid, he teaches us that we die with our wisdom. Wow. A shocking statement. A person spends so much time in his life to learn, to understand Gemara after Gemara, reason after reason, logic after logic, and yet he's going to die with all of this? So the Hiddah explains, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulay, in his notes on the Sefer Hasidim, he explains that what this means is he dies and takes with him all that wisdom that he did not establish, that he did not give foundation to through deed. Meaning to say that if he had done naaseh, I will do whatever the Torah says from beginning to end, whatever it is, doesn't matter the reason. God, don't tell me why, just tell me what. When he moves in that fashion, then when he learns the why, that will last forever, and that he doesn't die with. Just the opposite. With that he grows. With that he pursues the Torah with the fervor that can only come from greater understanding and greater knowledge. Inspiration. But it comes from Naaseh v'Nishma as its foundation. It comes from the acceptance to do first and foremost. So our accepting rebuke, our accepting an outside opinion and saying, I will do. You don't even have to explain to me why. You said it's against the Torah. No problem. That's it. I'm going to do it now and from now on. Oh, now he has founded for himself the basis of true growth. And therefore, every day he should seek out, knock at the doors of those that are going to go ahead and rebuke him. Learn from all of his students. Learn from all those that are around. You will see then that this person is a person that his deeds are greater than his wisdom. For he uses everybody else's wisdom to bolster him. and does not depend upon his own small mind. For as we said with the last motivator, not everybody is created a genius, and not everybody needs to be a genius. And nobody is expected to be a genius except for those that were created as such. No, for us, and for each and every one of us, we lean on each other and embrace each other's abilities and skills to assist us to pursue in the way of Hashem. And that person who knocks on every door, why is his wisdom greater? Why is his deeds greater than his wisdom? Because he didn't even know what was wrong, and yet he already has the reward in his hand. He doesn't know what he's got to do, but he already has the reward for it in his hand. Therefore we can understand also, on the opposite side, if a person does not accept rebuke, if a person does not accept the words of a wise man telling him and detailing to him his problems, again, his sins are doubled. For not only does he do wrong and walk in darkness, but he refuses to turn on the light. Kisiruhu v'ikshad libo v'lo nisar. For they warned him, and he hardened his heart, and he didn't listen, didn't take upon himself to be careful. From all this we see something. We see the importance of being in a strong, solid Jewish community. Roy lishkom ben hachamim achrei asher yakshiv l'tochachatam. That by being amongst other Jews, by taking upon ourselves to form relationships with others, we are opening the door to their ability to rebuke us. What sometimes seems to be the worst of all possibilities, meaning being in a building with tons of people who are always opening their eyes into everything that you seem to be doing, being in the public light, so to speak, living in quarters cramped with others, may very well be one of the most positive things that can happen. Meaning, it's good for us to have people be nosy sometimes, for it helps us to remember that God is always watching. There's a prayer that we say every morning, that it should be that our fear of heaven in the private is as our fear of heaven in the public. What we would do in front of another person is always more conservative than what we would do in private. In a sense, that's a bit of an affront to God, if you think about it. You're not afraid of man. So you're afraid of man, but you're not afraid of God. Think then for a moment about the importance of always keeping in mind that God is watching, and taking the opportunity to turn to others and let them watch. Growth comes when we hold each other's hands and we walk together forward. And so it should be, God willing, that each and every day, that each and every one of us holds each other's hands, turns and looks each other's eyes with honesty, and speaks the truth, and that each and every one of us opens our ears with willingness to hear our faults, and in that way, God willing, we will all together be in Yerushalayim and experience the coming Mashiach. Tzidkenu b'mehra bimeinu. Amen.